Weiter in Shas, we are in Menachos Daf Kuf Yud. The final Amud in Meseches Menachos. But we're going to take it up from Kuf Testama Beis by the bottom of the page. We got past this, but we're going to go back up a drop. Five lines up from the bottom by the two dots. Zokta Hilga Gemara. Tanya. It says in a Braisa, Amar Bishub and Prachya. Betchila kola omer leila. Before I end up becoming the nasi, if anyone said to me, "Go up and become the nasi," ani kufso v'nosof ne'arbi, I would tie him up and put him in front of a lion. Ata, but then when I became the nasi, ata kola omer li leirid mimenu. Anyone says, "Come down from me, the nasi," ani mita olav kumkum shalchamet. I'd pour boiling hot water and like leave me alone once I'm in this position of power. Sharei Shaul baruch mimenu. We know that what happened was that when Shmuel came to make Shaul the king, Shaul ran away from. No, I'm not going to be the king. But when he went up, he was the king. Bikish la'arg was David, and Shmuel came and said, "It's time to give David." He said, "I'm not giving up. He tries to kill David." So you see how enticing power is. Scary concept. Amar le mark shisha beredu of chistal abai. Rabbi Meir, hi krad Rabbi Yehuda my avid le. We were dealing yesterday with the machlokas of Chunya, of the base Chunya. It was a Vodazar, not a Vodazar, Hashem Shamayim. And Rabbi Huda said that the base Chunya was for Hashem. And he brought a pasuk to back it up. That's what Rabbi Huda says. Now, Rabbi Meir says, no, it wasn't. It was for Avodah Zarah. So what does he do with Rabbi Huda's pasuk? Look at the Tanya. He uses it for the Braisa. Lachem apalto shel Sancheirav. After Sancheirav had his downfall, his army lost. Yatsa Chizkiya umatsa b'nei Malachim. Chizkiya went out of Yerushalayim and he found Malachim, b'nei Malachim, princes, shayu yosim b'krono shel Zav, who were sitting in carriages of gold. Diron shelo la'avod avodas kochavim. He made them take a neder that they're not going to work avodah zara, and then they're not going to do avodah zara, and let them live. Shne'amar bayom ahu yiyu chamesh arim be'eretz Mitzrayim midabros svas Kenan. And it says on that day there will be five cities in Egypt that speak the language of Canaan, aka Hebrew. Beep, turn the page. Kuf yud amar aleph. V'nishbos Hashem tzavakos. That swear by the name of Hashem, Master of Legions. And Holchu l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, u'banu mizbech, they went to Alexandria and they built a mizbech, v'helu l'alav l'Hashem Shemayim, and they brought korban l'Hashem Shemayim. Shenemar bayom ahu yiyem mizbech l'Hashem b'soch eretz Mitzrayim. It says on that day, there's going to be an altar dedicated to Hashem in the midst of the land of Egypt. One of them, of the five cities, are going to be called, because these five cities, the city of Harris. My ear, Harris, Yeomer Le'echos. What is the meaning of one of them will be called the city of Harris? Kidimitar Gamer Yosef. Karta de Beit Shemesh, the city that's called Beit Shemesh, the Asid Le'mecharov, and is going to be destroyed. Is Amar da Hichadamino, that is destined to be destroyed, is one of the five cities. In fact, the Gemara, we made the Ira Harris, Lishna de Shimshi. How do you know the Harris is a city? It means like Beit Shemesh, the city of the sun. Dechsev ha'omer lecheres l'velo yizrach, because it says that he who gives the command to the sun, the cheres, and does not shine. Okay, Vaiter. Now we saw in the brace above that Chizkiyoa Melech, he influenced his princes to not do Avodah Zarah and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to see the positive things that happened over there from the Jewish people, what it did to the Goyim who were there, but not all Golios are equal. Right? Not all of them work out spirituality wise. Havi Banai Merachok, says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Shayo. Avi'i banai mirachuk benosayim yitzei ha'aretz. The pasuk says, "Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth." Avi'i banai mirachuk. Amar avhuna elu galios shabavel. Talking about the galios of Bavel, Babylonia. Those living in Bavel, shadaitan yushavas haleim kibanim, whose temperaments are calm and composed, similar to sons. Benosayim yitzei ha'aretz. My daughters from the ends of the earth. Elu galios shel shayaretz. Those for the other lands, the galios. Shein daitan yushavas haleim kibanim. They're not calm like those of daughters. Rashi says that the temperament, the personality of a man is more chill. Das is charm. You shav asaleim. Yosem mishal nekevus. And Rashi continues. Bnei Bavel ein lam ol molchus kishar golios bechol aratz. So it was a different type of golos that was happening. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Chista. Amar Malam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Mitzor veAd Kartigni. The lands that go from Tzor until Kartigni, Makirin es Yisrael v'Savim Shemashemayim. The Goyim, they know the Jews and they know their Father in Heaven. They know about the glorious nation of Israel, and they don't go and oppress them and cause them problems. Rashi says, "Bechvodan Arishon Makirin v'Ein Machbidim Molam." They're not so intense with them. Mitzor Klapi Ma'ariv, from Tzor to the west, Bekartigni Klapi Mizrachim, from the Kartigni to the east, Ein Makirin es Yisrael v'Lo Avin Shemayim. They didn't recognize them, who the Jews were, and Avin Shemayim. That's going to be problematic. My name is great among, from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations. In every place you're going to find the carbon burned and presented for my sake, and also a pure mincha. So we see that there are guys who recognize Hashem throughout the world. Why are you saying it's only in those places? He says back. He says, Shimi. You're such a Talmud Chacham? You can ask such a question like this. What are you talking about? This is a bit to Mia. Atu Shimi Chacham Gadol Makshili Dover Zef Yisham and Rav Lo Haya Zokev Enof Elikovshin Shosha Mishum Tznius. You always look down, so I wasn't sure if it's actually him. Okay, Tupshat. The Karole Elah De Elah. I mean to say that they recognize Hashem, but call him the God of gods. They believe that he gave the authority to the powers beneath him to run the world, but he doesn't intervene himself, since he also is exalted to have any involvement in this world. But those guys who know the Yidden know that he does involve himself in the world. Every place you would find a carbon burnt and presenting for my sake. You really think that you're going to find carbonus at every place for Hashem? What are you talking about, right? But the Zohar is all over the place. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmini, Amar Rav Yochanan, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim Ha'oskim Torah B'chol Makom. This is talking about Talmidei Chachamim, they're stagging all over the place. Hashem says, Ma'al Yinei Aleim, Kiilu Makdir and Makdishim L'Shmi. I look at them like they're burning and bringing carbonos for my sake. You live in a far place and you're learning Torah, you're Talmidei Chachamim, it's like you're bringing carbonos. Amilcha Torah, and also pure Milcha Zeh Alom Mitorah B'Tayar. This is talking about someone who learns Torah in purity. He first takes a wife, and afterwards he goes and he shtikes, because a married man doesn't have the inappropriate thoughts like the Gemara speaks about in Kiddushin. Yisa isha v'achakach lomi Torah. The Gemara discussed there, Bavel versus Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Yuma, the Gemara Yuma brings Rashi, and I see in the Mosif Rashi, Nitzel Mihira Vera, you see from Hiram of Avera. Shira Ma'alos, Shira Ma'alos, Ahine Baruchu is Hashem, Kol Avde Hashem, Om Demibes Hashem Balelos. Behold, bless Hashem, all your servants of Hashem, who stand in the temple in the nights. My Balelos, what does it mean the nights? Right, the Beis Hamikdash, the Avoda was done during the day. Rav Yochanan, Eilus HaMinei Chachamim, Oskim B'Torah B'Laila, they're stagging at night. My Leilam, where Kosov Gilos Gavoda is considered like they are being Oskim and Avoda. They're doing an Avoda of Beis Hamikdash. Leolam Zosah Yisrael, the Pasuk says that this will continue for the Jewish people forever. This is Shlomo Melch when he sent a message to Hiram, who was the king, and he said, I'm going to build a Beis HaMikdash for Hashem, and I'm going to be Makdash his name and bring incense, the Ketores in front of him, and Lechem upon him is going to be there, and a carbon olos every morning and evening, and on Shabbos, and on Rosh Chodesh, and the holidays, we're going to go, and this is going to continue forever. How could you say that? What do you mean? This would have been after the destruction. Rav Gila Marav, Zem is Be'ach Boner, this is talking about the altar that is built. Because that means built in Shamayim, Umichal Sar Gadol, only to make of a love of carbon. Michal, the great Malach, he's bringing a carbon on it. And that continues forever, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash here in the Olam, the world down here. Yochanan, Eilus Tabidi Chachamim, Vesuki Milchas Avodah. These are the Tabidi Chachamim, they're stagging the Alachas Avodah. Mala Aleim, Akasav Kilu Nivna Mikdash Bimeim. It's considered like they built the Beis HaMikdash during their day. Big stuff. Number four, Marish Lakish, Ma'ed Zachsev, what does it mean when it says Zos HaTorah? La'ola La'mincha V'lachatas V'la'asham. What does that mean when it says, the Pasuk could have said Chuka, but, so what does it mean, Zos HaTorah? Kol HaOsek B'Torah, Kilo Hikrif Ola Mincha Chatas V'Hashem. So you bring out these kavanos. Hamarava ha'ila ola v'lamincha lamincha ola u'mincha mibayilei. It should have said ola u'mincha. What's la'ola lamincha? Ella amarava kol ha'osik b'torah inu tzarech la'ola v'lamincha v'lochatas v'la'asha. You don't need any of these things because it's like you're taking care of it already. It's just shtayin like that. Amar Rav Yitzchak, my the same for me since the pasuk zos toras achatas zos toras haashem. Kol osik b'toras achatas kiilu hikriv chatas. V'chol osik b'toras haashem kiilu hikriv haashem. If you're learning these things, it's like you brought these karbanos themselves. Such a chashav azach. Zok the next hilig mishnah, the final mishnah, the last mishnah meseches menachos after 109 days. Here we go, 3+ months. Nemar, be'olas behema ishei reach nichoch. It says by the ola, a fire offering, a satisfying aroma. Be'olas of ishei reach nichoch. It says also a fire offering, ishei reach nichoch. Again, a satisfying aroma. B'mincha ishei reach nichoch. Lo melcham to tell you that echad amavich and amamet. Whether you give a lot or a little, bavachi yachavin libel shemaim. As long as you have your heart in the right place, you're having for Shemaim. So this is, you know, whether you're bringing over here an Ola, or a person's bringing a, you know, an Ols Behema, an Ols Ha'of, or a Mincha, whatever you can do, right? If you can do the more, you do more. If you can't, you do less, as long as you have the right Kavanas. I'm Rabbi Zera, my Kara, what Pasuk do we have that shows us? Misuka Shanasa Ovid, the Pasuk says in Koheles, says he can sleep without fear for whether he has brought a large or small carbon, he's going to get reward in Shemayim. Rashi says, Masuka Shnasa over in Ma'atim in Harbi Yochel, the sweetest asleep of the server in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's a little or a lot, he's going to enjoy his reward. V'adabar Ava Amar Mehacha, he says, we learn it from here. Right, so what does that mean? It means you're going to get rewarded, right, to the Buddha's Karbonos, no matter what it is. Don't worry about it, you're good. Rabbi says from here, Birvo Satova Rabu Ochlea. As goods, meaning karbanas, increase, so do those who consume them, the Kohanim, Uma Kishron Leba'alea. What advantage then has the master? May Hakadosh Baruch Hu accept what his eyes see. The person bringing this has the right intentions. Rashi says, Uma Kishron Leba'alea, like Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Imra Os Einov Shezem Miskavin Letova. Tanel, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, Borei Maksib, Parshas Karbanos. Come on, let's take a look and see what it says about the Karbanos. Shalom, Nemar, Behen, Lo, El, Velo, Elokel, Velo, Kel, Elokim. It doesn't say, there's no words of Hashem's name, either of these names. El Hashem, it says Hashem. Shalom, Litain, Pischom, Pel, Abal, Din, Lachlok. The Torah is writing like this, it shouldn't give an opening for those to argue that there are different powers to which different karbanos are going to connect to. V'nemar bashor hagas. Pardon, that's what it says, Reach Nichoch LaHashem, over and over and over again, so you shouldn't have any confusion. There's different things over here. Okay, and it also says, Rav Shimon Azai says, we find the Torah says about a bulky ox, it's broad, as a carbon, Isha Reach Nichoch, Ba'of Hadak, Isha Reach Nichoch, Ba'mincha, Isha Reach Nichoch, it doesn't matter, it's a huge one, it's a small one, it's a mincha, it all says it, Lo Melecha, Echon Amar, Echon Amar, V'Vashich Havi, Neslibo, L'Shamayim, as long as you have the right things, the right intentions. A lot of carbonates, a few carbonates. So Shema Tomer La'achila Hu Tzarech, and maybe you're going to say that, you know, it's necessary for eating. That's why you bring the carbonates. So Hashem could have what to eat. Tamad Lomar, Im Ere Lo Omer Lach, Kilo Sevel Meloa. Even were I hungry, I could not have cause to tell you, for mine is the earth and its fullness. Vin Ne'amar, and it says, Ki li kol chayso yar behemos bahar rei alef, for mine is every beast of the forest, the cattle of 1,000 mountains. Yadati kol of harim vizivs sadai imadi ha'ochel besar abirim vidama tudim eshtet. I know every bird of the mountains and what moves among my fields with me. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Lo amarti aleichem zivchu kedei shetomar. Hashem said, I didn't tell you shecht so that I could say, so you should say, eser ritzono v'yaser ritzoni. You know, I'll do for him, and he'll do for me. Like, as if, like Hashem needs this, and you know, some sort of bribe that you're able to do to get what you want. It's not for me that you're going and shechting, it's rather, it's for you. It's not for my benefit that you bring these things. I'm not, telling you to do something that you don't want to do. It's actually for your benefit, in order that you should fulfill my mitzvahs, and therefore you're going to get a kapara for yourself. Rashi says, "Klomer lo la nosi she'eni rotze la'atriach eschem la'asos al korchem." There's I'm going to do something you don't want to do. I should take kapar lechem bekach. It's for your benefit. Remember, lechem tizbechu. It says you shall slaughter to fulfill your will. Davar acher lechem. It says lechem tizbechu. You shall slaughter for your will means lechem zivchu ledaitchem zivchu. You should do it for your will, meaning according to your das, that you have to have intent to perform the shechita, or else you're not able to go and bring this carbon. K'deboi mine Shmuel me Rav Huna. It says like Rav Huna said, Shmuel asked Rav Huna, Minayin l'mesasa b'koshim shu pasal. Where do we see that a misasik, that is someone who does it with in a state of not really knowing, not really paying attention to what they're doing, that is pasal. Shenemar v'shachatas ben Habakar, shetei shchita l'shem ben bakar. It's got to be done for that intention. You have to be aware that this is what you're doing. Amar lo, he says, from zubi adenuhu, that was already in our hands, la'akev minayin. Where do we know that already? Where do we know that the intent requirement is actually even be yevid? It's not going to be good. Talmud lomar l'irtzon chem tizbechu, you shall slaughter according to your will, which means l'dait chem zivchu, that you're doing it with your awareness. Hajan Allah Harea La Yisaron Uslik Alamasekhas Minachos. First is Mikai, what we always do, Kuftan Mamiz, and Hajan Allah. So let's quickly take a look and see what this parak started with Harea Allah Yisaron Yavi Echad Yisronus Yavi Shnaim, where Yotzazan Mazda for those who are finished, Masekhas Minachos. What a Simcha Gedola! Ah! Simcha Gedola! Lios b'mitzvah. Simcha gedol lios b'mitzvah. Tamid, yes, it's a mitzvah gedol lios b'simcha, but it's also a simcha gedol lios b'mitzvah. And what greater mitzvah is it than Talmud Torah can I give kulam? What a schus that we have the opportunity, Hashem, to learn your Torah. Miles off for those who are finished. Menachos, we bez Hashem are now going to be starting up with Seches Chulin. I wish everyone your bracha v'atzlacha. Ad b'li die. Now, I do usually go back, even when I say Hajar Lech over here, usually I have the minute of going back and just taking a look at the very first Mishnah, because Hajar Lech Maseches Menachos, like the Heilige Mishnah, Kol HaMenachos SheNikmitzu Shalol L'Shman Kesheros, El Shalol Alu, L'Bailin L'Shem Chova, Chutz V'Mechaz Chotei V'Mechaz Kenos, that doesn't work at all. Okay, my friends, Mazel Tov, we're going to end over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.